right, so we're back and ready to deep dive into another fascinating topic today.
Definitely.
This time we're looking at the pulp and paper industry.
Ooh, okay.
And we've got some insights from a real industry veteran, someone who's been in the business for over 5 decades.
Wow, 5 decades.
Jim Thompson.
Okay.
And we're working with an excerpt from a piece that he wrote recently, and it paints a really interesting picture of the industry.
Yeah.
Because it seems like it's thriving in certain areas, but also facing a lot of challenges in others. So
right.
Kind of contradictory.
Interesting.
Yeah. And it's January 2025. So Jim's reflecting on the industry as he enters his 52nd year in it.
Okay. Well, he must have some good stories.
Yeah, definitely.
So what's the overall takeaway here?
Well, I think the first thing that really stood out to me was Jim's overall optimism.
Optimism. Okay.
He actually says that the industry is in the best shape he's ever seen.
Really? That's surprising to hear.
Right, because we constantly hear about, you know, the decline of paper with, you know, the rise of digital everything.
Mm-hmm. Right, paperless society, all that, yeah.
Exactly.
So how does he explain that?
Well, he's quick to point out that this rosy picture might not apply if you're only looking at very specific sectors like fine papers or newsprint.
Oh, I see. Yeah, those are definitely areas that have been struggling for a while now.
Exactly. So it's not like the entire industry is booming.
Right.
But there are definitely some areas that...
Okay, so where's the growth happening?
Well, he points to a few sectors that are experiencing some really, really booming growth.
Okay, let's hear it.
So think about tissue products.
Oh, okay.
More people are using them than ever before.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then also... corrugated boxes.
Oh, yeah.
Huge demand because of e-commerce and shipping.
Of course. All that online shopping.
Right. Everyone's getting those Amazon boxes delivered to their door.
Yeah, exactly. And then you got to get rid of them, too. But that's a whole other topic.
Well, and that kind of leads into my next thought, because isn't there also this big push to reduce packaging waste overall?
Oh, for sure. Sustainability is a huge concern.
Right. So how does that factor into this whole equation?
It's definitely a balancing act. But what Jim observes is that packaging in general is actually on the rise.
Really?
Yeah. And here's an interesting twist. It's actually starting to replace plastic in a lot of applications.
Oh, wow.
So that's actually a win for sustainability, even if it might seem counterintuitive at first.
Yeah. So it's not just about using less packaging. It's also about using more sustainable materials.
Exactly. And he also mentions record consumption of tube stock.
Tube stock.
You know, like those paper towel and toilet paper tubes.
Oh, right. Okay.
And void fill like those packing peanuts.
Interesting. And, you know, this makes me think about something else that Jim touched on.
Okay.
This whole concept of biocellulose.
Ah, yes. Biocellulose. That's a really exciting area.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around what it actually is and what the real world implications are.
Right. So think of biocellulose as this super versatile material that's derived from plants. And it can be used for so many things, from packaging to medical implants.
Wow, that's a wide range.
Yeah, it is. And that's what's so exciting about it, because it has the potential to replace less sustainable options in all these different fields.
Right, so it's kind of a game changer.
Potentially.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what else really stood out to me is that Jim emphasizes the industry's high recycling rates.
Okay.
And he sees that as evidence of a commitment to sustainability.
Yeah, but, I mean, how do we really know that these sustainability efforts are genuine?
Right.
And not just greenwashing?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. That's a totally valid question. There's always a need for scrutiny when companies make environmental claims.
For sure.
But what Jim really praises is the industry's senior management.
Okay.
And he praises them for their smart inventory management.
Okay.
And also their investment in innovation.
So he's saying that they're thinking long term, not just chasing quick profit.
Exactly. And that smart inventory management that he talked about, that's likely a key factor in why the industry has been able to weather economic storms, you know, kind of stay resilient during those fluctuations.
Interesting. And, you know, that's something to think about when we're looking at other industries, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, so far, the picture seems pretty bright.
Yeah, for sure.
But, you know, Jim also points to some storm clouds on the horizon.
He does.
He's pretty vocal about these excessive regulations
that
he sees as a real problem for the industry.
Yeah, he sees those regulations and environmental regulations in particular as a major hurdle.
Can you give me an example of what kind of regulation he might be talking about and how it would actually impact a paper mill?
Sure. So one example is the Clean Water Act.
Okay.
Which sets very strict limits on the wastewater that pulp mills can discharge.
Right.
And while that's absolutely crucial for environmental protection.
Of course, yeah.
Those regulations often require really significant investments in treatment technologies.
Yeah.
which can sometimes be a bigger burden for smaller mills.
Okay.
And then another thing that Jim observes is that operating rates could be 10 to 15% higher.
Wait, hold on. Break down operating rates for me.
Sure. So it's basically a measure of how efficiently a mill is using its production capacity.
Okay.
So he's basically saying that there's room for improvement in terms of how mills are being run.
Gotcha. And a potential 10 to 15% increase.
Right.
That's pretty significant in terms of output and profitability.
Yeah. If his observation is accurate, that's a big deal.
And I'm starting to see how these challenges, these regulations, and the need for internal improvements.
Right.
Might be hitting those struggling sectors like fine paper and newsprint particularly hard.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Maybe they just haven't adapted as well or embraced those changes.
It's possible.
It's really interesting. It's a very dynamic picture that Jim Thompson paints.
Yeah.
You know, this pulp and paper industry is experiencing this remarkable growth.
Right.
But also facing these notable challenges.
Exactly. And that's what makes this whole conversation so compelling.
Absolutely.
Mm.
So what do you think the future holds?
Oh.
For pulp and paper.
Well,
will we see a resurgence in these areas like fine paper, or will the growth continue to be driven by these packaging and biocellulose products?
That is the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It is a big one, and one that we'll have to keep our eye on.
Okay, completely.
So, thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the pulp and paper industry.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 11th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.